News. I'm Jason Wirt.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome to the program. It is time to start another one, and that, of course, is the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum once again here with me from Lucia Capital Group. And we're all set to take your money questions. We're all set to go over your options, and we hope try to help you to determine whether or not you can meet all of your retirement goals. Can you meet them all? Well, as many as possible, and that's our goal here. First topic out of the gate, we did talk about this a little bit yesterday toward the end of the program, and it's always a big one. It has to do with strategy, and it has to do with reverse dollar cost averaging. Reverse dollar cost averaging. Now, you may have heard of dollar cost averaging and how it can help perhaps build your portfolio of the year over the years if you're doing it correctly, but doing the reverse of that, and what we're talking about is taking money out of a declining portfolio, that can cause some serious harm to your savings. So we're going to tell you what it's all about, offer maybe some potential solutions coming up in just a moment with Professor Rick Plum. Now, you got to take part. You call us here with your money questions. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, or you can head over to wealthed.com. You can send us an email there. Click on the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page. We do have some emails to get to. Professor Rick Plum joins us now from Lucia Capital Group. By the way, here's a really good idea. Get a strategy. Get one that addresses each of your needs. We're going to talk about this strategy in just a moment or two. We're going to get you a strategy that aims to make sure your retirement goals are covered the first time, one that addresses what is important to you. You should not try to do this stuff on your own. I'm going to tell you that again. You need the advice. You need the expertise of the brain trusted who can help guide you along the way. You call our advisory team at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. You can talk to any of them about your financial future. And by the way, give yourself, I think, some measure of peace, mindful peace. 800-644-1150. Our number in studio, 877-PLANNER. We do have lines open for you right now. So whatever you want to talk about, we open it up to all the listeners and viewers here, 877-752-6637. Getting started, though, with the whole strategy idea, Professor Rick Plum, dollar cost averaging, reverse dollar cost averaging. I remember the first time I heard about that years and years and years ago. And I said, gee, that sounds sort of technical. I'm not sure I want to know about it. But you know what? Once it was explained to me what dollar cost averaging was, I said, oh, well, we do this on an everyday basis. Let's talk about what that is, first of all.
Well, many of us do it on an every month basis because we put money into our 401ks. And we have money taken out of our paychecks every time we get paid. And it's pretty much the same dollar amount every time, or very close to the same dollar amount, if not the same dollar amount every time. And we put it into the chosen investments within our 401k. And we never look at it. We kind of just do it on a blind basis. We don't even see it happening. It just happens automatically. The whole idea with dollar cost averaging is putting a systematic savings plan in place, saving the same or nearly the same dollar amount on a systematic basis, periodic basis, into an asset that has some volatility. Now, dollar cost averaging does not ensure a positive return, but it can help you get a positive return in those years, in those time periods where the market is volatile. Now, that's almost every time.
When is it not volatile? Have you ever seen a market that was just went nowhere?
I mean, it was flat. The only time dollar cost averaging doesn't work is if you sell when the market is down. You could have lost money if you started dollar cost averaging in 2005 and you sold out because you got scared.
But then you're
in 2009. Well, that means 4 or 5 years later, 3 years later, whatever the case. you've got to give it time. You've got to give the market time to recover. But the lost decade, if you had been investing through the lost decade where the S&P started at X and ended 10 years later basically at the same X, if you would have been dollar cost averaging through that period of time, you would have had a positive return. And so the key is that the market doesn't necessarily have to come back to where you started, but it has to come back up enough to make money on some of the investments that you made, because you're investing throughout the time horizon. When the value of the investment you're making is down because the market is down, that individual security is down, that mutual fund, ETF, whatever it is that you're investing in, when it goes down in value, that same dollar amount that you've been putting in every month, every paycheck, however often it is, buys a lot more shares. And then if the market recovers, you've made money on those shares. If the market goes up, if it's $100, $1,000, whatever the dollar amount is that's going in, if the value of the individual security is more, you don't buy as many shares. And that's where the averaging aspect comes in. I've been putting in $100 a month for the past 10 years. Sometimes the market was down and I bought a bunch of shares. Sometimes the market was up and I didn't buy very many shares. On an average cost basis, I picked up a lot more shares at the lower price than the higher price. So my dollar cost averaging, my share price, my average share price that I purchased something at, is less than what it was at the beginning or end of the periods, or maybe at the end of the period. So the goal is to reduce your purchase price. And that's what dollar cost averaging can help you do. It reduces your transaction, which on this case is a purchase, and having a lower buy point is a good thing, right? That's how we supposedly make money in the stock market.
Yeah,
buy low, sell high.
Isn't that the most basic of investment tenets, which is buy low, sell high, even though human nature wants us to do the exact opposite?
And the best time to be buying is in a down market, assuming you have time to leave the money alone. As I mentioned, dollar cost averaging does not guarantee a return, and you can still screw it up. You can still decide that in December of 2008, January, February, March, April of 2009, that it's over and you got to get out. And at that point, you're losing money because the market is down at that time. So dollar cost averaging is dealing with the volatility that is inherent in the market, but it still requires an appropriate time horizon to be able to create potentially a positive return.
You know, I heard you say one time, and somebody gasped when you said it. You said, if I were young and I were just starting to put money into my 401k, I would hope that the market took a dive over the next 6-8 months.
Well, and that's an interesting concept. Somebody who's 55, 60, 65 or older, who's retired, they really don't want to see the market go down because they don't want to see, negative numbers on the return. And at that point, they probably have some money and they would be losing money. Whatever's in the stock market, if it goes down, they're going to lose money, at least on paper. Hopefully they can hold on long enough. Hopefully they've created enough other areas of income where they don't have to sell out just because the volatility of the market happened to be negative at
other
that moment.
Other safer areas of income.
Yeah. But if you are 25-year-old, 28-year-old, 30-year-old, you got, 5, 10, even $50,000 in your 401k right now, and your 401k, by definition, is retirement money, money you're not going to spend until you're 60-ish or older. If the market goes down by half and your $50,000 turns into $25,000, you're actually hoping that that happens. I know that's weird, right? Because where is the majority of the money you're going to have for retirement coming from? That current $50,000 or the future contributions that you're putting in? And would you rather be buying with those future contributions at a high price or at a low price? So younger people who have long time horizons actually look, and I at one point was looking, if the market could just stay down for a little longer so I could accumulate more shares, I would really think that would be great. Now, if you've got money, you don't want to see it go down. But it's all a matter of what we're trying to accomplish. Now, if you're 65, 70 years old, as long as you've created a sufficient time horizon, you should be okay with the market movements. Because so far in history, which isn't necessarily a predictor of the future, we've never had a 15-year period of time where the market's been negative. Never 20, never 20. So the time horizon works. 10, we've had a few. Not many, but a few. So we have to find our time horizons on what we're doing. But, somebody who's... I was speaking with a gentleman the other day who's getting ready to retire in about 5 years. And we were talking about how to properly allocate portfolio, how much in safety, how much in moderate accounts, how much in long-term accounts. and he asked me about his ongoing 401k. So do I just, you know, let's say that it came out to be a third between safe, moderate, and aggressive. He said, so I just send my IRA contribution and my 401k contribution the same way? No. You do not dollar cost average into, if you can avoid it, something that has very little or no volatility. Dollar cost averaging into cash isn't dollar cost averaging. That's saving. It's important. But what is the one thing that is required to make dollar cost averaging work in your advantage? Volatility. And where is the volatility? It's in the aggressive side. So even though you may only be 4, 5, 6 years out from retirement, even though you only may be 1 year out from retirement, I think you still dollar cost average your 401k contributions into the growth side of the house. Even though you're going to retire in a year, you're not going to spend that money. You're not going to spend 100% of your portfolio in the first 3, 5, 7 years of your retirement, unless you know you're going to die in 3, 5, 7 years. You got to, yeah. Some of that money is going to be for the long term. You're 60 years old, even 70 years old, you're retiring. You've got some time for at least some of the money. Other money, you take and you carve off existing assets and put it into the safe account. You dollar cost average into the aggressive accounts.
Yeah, and that's going to get into buckets, which we'll talk about as well. I was talking a week or two ago to a young person, you know, millennial type, who had, of course, obviously a whole lot of different time to save. And I said, well, have you done your 401k? And she says, well, no, I think the market's too high. I'm going to wait for it to come back down. I'm going to wait until the market corrects itself, and then I'll start putting money into my 401k. And I said, you know, that could be the wrong thing to do. You want to make sure that you're buying on the way down. Because, and I gave her the reason that you said, and she says, well, what do you mean? I mean, I'm going to be putting a whole bunch of money in, and I'm going to look at my statement 6 months later, and I still have less money? It's all gone?
Even if she did think it was going to go down, get the money started into the form. Hey, if she wants to save it for a down day, you got to have the money in there to take advantage of the down day.
Exactly. We'll talk more about this. 877-PLANNER. You've got questions. We've got answers. We've opened up the phone lines. Call the Brain Trust when we come back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new you ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Oh, a little early on the faces. Okay.
Andy wanted to hear it too.
Okay. Signaling your Friday. Right here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Get on board with your money questions. We will be taking your questions here throughout the remainder of the hour. Talking about dollar cost averaging, and we'll get into the reverse dollar cost averaging aspect of it for a second, but talking strictly about dollar cost averaging, Professor Plum, you talk to a whole lot of people, and do you find that they use dollar cost averaging out of fear more than anything else?
Well, it depends on what's happening. Most people use dollar cost averaging out of necessity. I mean, that's what they do with their 401k. They don't have a large source of capital, and so they're using their 401k. So it's not by choice that they're using dollar cost averaging. It's just by accident, because that's the way the 401ks work. And thankfully they do, because it works very well that way for long-term time horizons. But what about the individual who comes into money? They either inherit money or they take a lump sum buyout of their pension. They're at retirement. They take a sizable chunk of money from a lump sum buyout of a pension, and they create a strategy. The strategy says you should have X amount of dollars in safe, moderate, and long-term growth. So they have identified that they should have some of this money that they got that's now in cash should go into long-term growth. But we look at where the market is right now, and they say, well, is now a good time to invest in the market? I've got this, let's say $300,000 that, yes, I understand that I'm not going to touch that $300,000 for
15 years.
Maybe 20, 25 years. And maybe I'll never touch that money. But I really don't want to see it go down in value. Now, the reality is, whether you invest a lump sum today or whether you decide to dollar cost average into the market over the next period of time, it's an emotional decision. And it's one that you'll probably not pick right, because it's almost impossible to know exactly what the market's going to do. It is impossible to know what the market's going to do. But we do the dollar cost averaging because of our stomachs, because of our head, because of our fear. And so in many cases, we will miss out on some upside, but in some cases, we'll miss out on some downside. The bottom line in the long term is it's probably not going to make that much of a difference over the next 20 years, but it'll make a difference over the next 20 months. The problem with dollar cost averaging when you have that kind of a lump sum is, how long do you do it for? Do you do it over the next year, next 2 years, next 5 years? How long do you take to take this money that's in cash that you've identified that can be in stocks, you can afford the risk of the market, how long do you dollar cost average it in? If you do it for a year, then Murphy's Law says the market will go up for the next year, and then it'll crash right after you get done investing it. If you put it all in up front, it'll probably go down in the next couple of months. If you take a 2 year, 3 year, it probably won't fall apart until you're all in. That's just Murphy's Law. And unfortunately, for the majority of times, the market's up more often than it's down. It's just that when it's down, it hurts more, right? So in many cases, it's better to just rip the bandage off, put it in, and know that it's going to go down because that's going to do it. Or you set it up. It's the whole idea of dollar cost averaging a lump sum is more for how much emotional stress can I handle. So maybe you put half in now, and you dollar cost average the other portion in over a year or two.
So that way you're only half wrong or half right.
You can't be 100% wrong.
Well, that's the thing. See, if you have a lump sum all of a sudden, you say, how do I get this into the market? Do I do it all now at one time, or do I do it over the course of time?
And you've identified that it can be in the market.
Well, we're saying we don't need this for 15 years or longer, whatever
right.
It is. That's a given. Okay, so you say, if I dollar cost average, if I do this over the next 3 years or whatever it is, slowly 2 years, and the market goes up, I'm worse off. Obviously, than I would have been if I put it all in one lump sum. On the other hand,
if it goes down
and I have dollar cost averaged in, I'm
better off.
Much better off than if I had.
I don't have a positive return yet, but hopefully I have a better chance of a positive return.
People are out there listening and watching saying, well, so what's the answer, Professor Plum?
The answer is you. What are you going to react the most negatively to?
There is no right way or wrong way unless you can time the market.
Are you going to act negatively if the market goes down after you put it all in up front? Or are you going to be completely beside yourself and upset if the market goes up and you're not in it? I've met both types. And so it's all about you. And unfortunately, a lot of investing isn't necessarily the fundamentals of the market. It's you. And it's your reaction to what everybody says is unexpected. The movement, it was unexpected that the market went down or up or whatever it did. No, it's not. The market does that all the time. We don't know the direction for the next short period of time, but we do know one thing. It will be volatile. And to say that you didn't expect the volatility, you didn't expect it to go down like that or up like that or whatever the case may be. You know, people don't expect it to go up that quick once they've gotten out, or they don't expect it to go down that quick once they've gotten in. Expect it. It's going to go all over the place, and it's not going to be able to be, you can't decide. It's not up to you which direction it's going to go. And it's not up to anybody who can predict it, because they can't.
So when you're talking to somebody in your office, a client comes in or whatever, and they present this problem to you, and they say, I want to put this in, but I'm afraid the market's going to decline. But I'm afraid if I dollar cost average in, the market's going to go up, and I'm going to be, so it's a 50-50 shot pretty much either way. Your response, and they say, what do I do? Your response is, how do you feel about losing money right away? Is that the deal?
We're going to try to tailor it to their emotional problems? No, that's not the right word. Issues.
Where they stand.
Yeah, and if that person, I mean, if they're like, I really don't want to miss out on the upside, but I sure hate the downside, maybe that's where we do the 50-50.
So they say,
I'm more afraid of losing money than anything else. Well, then that's more of a dollar cost average aspect. Or as you know, hey, I understand it's 15, 20 plus years. I'm not even going to look at it. Just, you know, that's a lump sum up front. But it doesn't mean that we know what's going to happen over the next 6 months to a year. Doesn't mean we know that it's going to go up, because we don't. We just know that we have a very high probability that over the next 15 years, the difference between getting in today or getting in a little bit over the next year is going to not make a huge difference in the overall portfolio. Maybe a couple percent here or there, but as long as you have the time horizon, you should be okay.
Well, and here's the other thing that you might hear from somebody is, well, yeah, okay, now you said as long as you have the time horizon. But let's say I don't have the time horizon.
Well, if you don't have the time horizon, you shouldn't be in stocks.
That's the whole thing. And that's why this is all going to lead eventually when we get to the rest of this after we take some calls is the bucket strategy. Because you have to understand something, that if you're putting money in the market, Professor Plum, if you're putting money to work for you in the market, this cannot be money that you're going to rely on in 3, 4, 5 years, even 10 years, I would suggest, is too short of a time, right?
There have been a handful, not many, of 10-year periods of time where the market as a whole did not recover back to the lost decade is a prime example.
You say the lost decade.
2000 to 2009, the S&P was at X, and it finished up right about the same number. It went down from 2000, started to recover, it went down again.
We had a couple of booms and a couple of busts all within that 10-year time period.
10 years later, we still hadn't really recovered all the way and back to what we started with in 2000, at the beginning of 2000. And so
10 years is too short a time.
It can't, in most cases, it's not, but in some cases, it is.
Let's just say for our purposes,
if you're trying to protect yourself against all those cases, that's too short.
Yes, it is too short of a time. I would just say, let's just say yes, it's too short of a time. If you need the money in 10 years, you have an okay shot, but it's not a great shot. You know what's going to happen. You need the money in 10 years, you're going to have a decade exactly like the one we had between 2000 and 2009.
Murphy's Law.
You just have to plan for it. All right, hang on. We're going to take your calls when we come back. Bill in Minneapolis has a question. We have a couple other folks on hold. We'll get to everybody. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, back in a minute.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back to school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Planner, get on board. Brain Trust standing by. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're here to take your calls. We will talk more about this, not just the dollar cost averaging, but of course the original topic was doing what's called the reverse of dollar cost averaging or reverse dollar cost averaging. And if dollar cost averaging can help you when a market is going down, maybe doing the reverse of that isn't such a good idea. And people do this all the time. In fact, even some advisors advise that you do this. And we, of course, do not subscribe to that particular brand of financial advice. So we'll talk about that and bucket strategies and everything else. But we've got some folks on hold, and we will take care of everybody's calls. So if you're on hold, don't go away. 877-PLANNER if you want to get on board. Bill, next up in Minneapolis. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. You should come up to Minneapolis sometime. Like in October is really nice before the snow flies.
Yeah, when was the last time we were there? It's been a couple of years.
It was like two summers ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Don't invite us in February. We won't be there.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. My question is, I know the bucket strategy. I've been to one of your seminars. So once you set up a bucket strategy, what does your advisors do from year to year? Do you move things around? Do you advise different investments? Or how do you guys get involved in that?
Well, what a financial advisor is supposed to do after they've created the strategy and put the original investments into place is they need to monitor those investments. They need to monitor them on several levels. One is, are they acting better or worse than expected? Do they need to replace a specific manager, mutual fund, or whatever, because it's not doing its job the way it's supposed to? The whole thing's supposed to be risk managed, and it's based on certain characteristics. And if one manager changes their way of doing things, we need to make changes in the portfolio from that standpoint. The other side of it is, we need to look at it as across the buckets. So we start, you look at the individual investments, make sure they're doing what they were supposed to be doing, but then you look at the buckets themselves, the overall. Monitoring bucket number 3, that's the long-term growth. In years like 2013-14, you were way ahead of where you expected to be. The idea is to pull some profits back when you're way ahead of the game. On the other side, in years where the market is down, the idea is to basically calm your nerves and keep you from selling out at the wrong time and maybe try to look for some other money to actually buy in when the market's way off the mark. We also need to be able to monitor and check on bucket number 1 and the other income generating assets to see how it's faring up with what you're spending. You may have put a plan in place that said, I think I'm going to need to spend $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is per month from my portfolio. And you're finding as you go into retirement and you go through the transition from working to retirement that that number is either too high or too low. So you may need to have the portfolio adjusted. You may have questions about your Social Security. You may have questions about taxes. Do we do Roth conversions? If we're going to do Roth conversions, do we do it from the growth accounts to the income accounts? What do we do? How do we go about creating the best use of the money going forward? So there's lots to do once the money's in place. Now, the fact that you've done or looking at doing a bucket strategy and we've put together a time horizon of 15 plus years doesn't mean that you don't actually manage the money from time to time and refill some of the early buckets before the end of the 15 years, but you're looking for the opportunity. And so you have to be able to identify whether you're in an opportunistic status to be able to make that refilling of the buckets that you're spending down in the early years. So there's a lot going on the reviews. And there's a lot going on multiple levels. But, yeah, that's what they're supposed to be doing for your portfolio.
Okay. And how often does your managers review my portfolio if I do this?
Well, now you're talking.
Once a year.
You should be talking to your direct contact advisor once a year at least. Some people,
okay, like,
some, yeah, but some people, I mean, I was talking with somebody the other day. We were doing a semi-annual review. They didn't need to make any changes. They just want to meet with an advisor every 6 months, even if nothing changes. They want to meet with the advisor every 6 months just to see how things are going, just to say hi and check up on things. You should be meeting with an advisor every time something changes in your life, where it requires a change in the overall strategy. I've talked to people who like to meet quarterly. They want to have a face-to-face meeting with somebody on a quarterly basis. And I've had people that we've worked with who say, you know what, unless there's something that we need to change, don't bother me. I'm going to go out and play tennis. You can come talk to me on the tennis court. And this one person I was thinking of, I wouldn't go out on tennis court with him. He would kill me. He's 77 years old, and he would just wipe up the courts with me. And so I don't go play tennis with him. So it's all a matter of the expectations and what you want to have happen going forward. Now, the manager of the actual portfolio, if you have a managed portfolio, that individual who is probably not your direct contact financial advisor, it should be looking at the portfolio daily and making, you know, if you're talking about a stock portfolio, they're looking at it and monitoring it on a daily, weekly, monthly basis.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure, Bill. If you have any other questions on this stuff, we can talk to you more about it off the air. Hang on. It's a question we don't get a lot, but it's a good one. And it's true. I mean, your financial advisor should, you have a financial advisor who talks to the person, you have somebody who's working on the
portfolio
on the actual portfolio, and they've got a big job to do.
And most of the time, you don't want them being the same person. Somebody who has the time to speak with you about your strategy, your Social Security, your taxes, and things of that nature, spend an hour with you on the phone, and they have 100 clients or so, you know, they don't have time to be monitoring the market and determining whether the risk relationship between this portfolio, you know, adding this. You want two different people managing that.
877-PLANNER. We do have lines open. 877-PLANNER. Let's go next to Don in Houston, Texas. Hello, Don.
How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, you guys treated me well when I was consulting and got me onto doing a defined benefit plan. So I want to see if you can give me some good advice here.
Okay,
so
good.
I've got some kids. I got a jillion kids. Some of them are about to start grad school, and I bought a condo for one of them. He's got enough income to rent it from me at, what I guess what you'd call the low end of the fair market value.
Yeah.
And I've got some other kids that I'd kind of like to buy a house for that and rent it to them. I'm going to generate some passive losses in those.
Well, Don, how much is your adjusted gross income?
It's way higher than you could write off any passive losses.
Okay, well, then you can't write off passive losses. So creating passive losses isn't going to help you right now.
Yeah, so what I want to do is generate some passive income.
Okay.
And yeah. But I don't want to, you know, you look on the internet, that's a complete waste of time. there's lots of people willing to take you to some seminar for that deal. And it just seems reasonable to me that there's got to be people who run apartment complexes and want to sell off part of their holdings, and it will generate 4%, 5%, 6% as a passive.
Right.
Isn't there such a thing as that, where I can go invest some money and get a rational passive income?
Yeah, we used to call it finding a pig for our pal, finding a passive income generator for our passive loss.
That's what I want.
They're out there, but you can't do it in the form of a REIT necessarily, because that's a 1099 issue. It won't be able to wash out the same way. So you'd be looking for something in either a direct ownership by you by yourself, or a partnership, so that you can get that passive income that can go on the same section of the tax return to offset the losses that you're creating by helping your kids out. And they're out there. In many cases, it may be easier to find a one-off where you've got it, something that's creating the income. But there are some programs out there that are designed to give a lot of passive income, and whether it's there to support your income needs or to help soak up some losses, either way, it can happen. And you're right. I mean, there are lots of things on the internet. Some of them are actually true, but some of them are not. And so you just have to know how to weed your way through it, and that's where advisors potentially come in.
All right. So I'm looking for a pig for a pal.
Right, that's what we used to call it back in the 80s, in the early 90s.
Pigs and pals, yeah.
Pigs and pals.
And as long as I'm here, let me give one quick follow-on related to, I have a defined benefit plan from a former employer, and it's one of those deals, and I'm not really ever going to need the income, and trying to decide, when do you start this clock going? And it's the standard deal. If I wait till I'm 65, it's like $5,000 a month or something, but before that, it's considerably less. I don't know how long I'm going to live. And so it's a little hard to do that calculus.
It's impossible to get an exact answer on that, because you're right. Part of the question on the calculation is, how long will this income stream last? And so whether you take it at 50, 55, 60 at a very reduced rate, or at 65 at the full rate, it really depends. Now, most of them are actuarially balanced out at around the early 80s. And so you just have to, unfortunately, make a guess. If you were a betting man, would you bet that you're going to live longer than the early 80s, or would you bet that you're not going to make it to the early 80s?
Yeah, my pacemaker says I think I might sort of go take the under on that bet.
Well, then that gives you now. Are you married, Don?
Yeah, and she comes from a long line of long-lived ones, so they have one of the options is.
Well, we'll get right back to that.
Don, hang on one second. We can answer more of your. I just have to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more. So if you can hang for just a couple minutes, that'd be great. We'll continue with Don in Houston and others. Stick around if you're on hold. 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A+ rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Bucket Strategy Investing, another hour is just ahead in many cities across the country. And if you don't get the Bucket Strategy Investing next hour, you should tune in at wealthed.com, which is where we have all of our content and blog posts, video, audio, and, of course, the show live right there, wealthed.com. All right, 877-PLANNER. We're going to finish up with this hour. We have more to say probably next hour on these dollar cost averaging issues. Let's go back, though, to Don in Houston, Texas. Professor Plum trying to decide here which survivor option to take. Don?
Yeah, so the options are, you know, pay me the most and don't give my survivor anything. And
right.
Pay me less and give her 50%, yep. Or pay me even fewer or less and give her 75%. And that's definitely the way I've been leaning, because my expectation is that she'll outlive me.
Right, and the right. information you provided earlier said that, you know, your life expectancy wasn't as long, but she comes from a long line of long livers.
Yeah.
And so we would look and do the math, do the assumptions based on her expectation of life expectancy at the lower numbers and say, okay, let's say worst case thing happens that you unfortunately didn't even – you know, make it out of the month that you may after you made the irrevocable election to take the survivor option. What is my payback period? Should I start now or should I start, you know, at a later date? And so we can take a look, and now we can do the math because we're putting a number to paper. And if she's going to live into her 90s, it probably does make sense. Now, do you have any lump sum options on this pension?
Yeah, unfortunately not. Otherwise, I would pull that schedule.
Okay, so now we just have to look at, is it better to wait or is it better to, you know, take it now? I have one nowhere near as large as the pension you're talking about that I can start at age 60. I could have started as early as age 55, but it had a very, very large discount. And I'm comparing the joint and 100% survivor option because while I think I have a normal life expectancy, I think my wife, who's very healthy, has a much longer life expectancy than me. So I'm looking at how long will that payment potentially last? Starting it at 55, starting it at 60, how long will the payment go? And the break even for my wife was, you know, she's got to make it to about age 83, 84. I think that she's going to do that. And so I'm willing to wait until 60 to make that choice. I also do not have a lump sum on that pension option. And so you just have to go with what you can. We can't predict the future. And any discussion about which option to take is going to have an assumption, several assumptions, about the future. One of them being how long will the payment last. The other, how much money could you actually earn on the money that you receive early, and then, you know, subsidize the payment going forward so that you have an apples-to-apples comparison. So we're making assumptions all the time. We just try to get as close as possible, knowing that it's not going to be exact.
Yeah, and it's not that I think she's ever even going to need it. I guess the 75% option for me is more of a piece of pie for her
good news is I don't think I would be in a lower tax bracket for a long time.
And that's a horrible place to be. I'm kidding. That's a great place to be. And so the fact that she may or may not need this money, you still want to make a wise decision financially.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to give up potential money that you should have, that you earned, that you worked for.
You probably know this off the top of your head. Yeah, I mean, if I just croak tomorrow before I do anything, will I just lose the entire thing?
Generally, you don't lose the whole thing, but it may be that she just gets paid out a portion. And so that is something you want to talk to your current or the pension administrator. It may make sense to go in and make the election today so that you know what's happening. But yeah, that's something you would want to know. It's rare that it will just go to nothing, but it can.
I think I'll give him a call and ask that specific question.
And maybe you make the election that says, I'm going to start it at age 60, 65, whatever the number is, and I want the 75, 100%, whatever joint survivor option. Send me the paper so that if something does happen to me, then my wife will continue to receive something from this asset.
Yeah. Because that's the only one where we got that cleaned up. And I don't know what she thinks I'm about to croak or what, but she's been asking questions lately, so I need to answer.
Has she been working on your car?
Now that you mention it, that the paella had a kind of odd shape.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very strange.
What's this? Guys take care.
All right. Thanks very much, Don.
Talk to you soon, Don.
Yeah, this green Kool-Aid I'm drinking tastes sort of like antifreeze. I don't know.
It's got a grainy issue
to
it, too.
Yeah, it's very strange. Now, okay, once again, we're trying to answer a question here where the biggest factor of it is unknown.
Well, there's two. One is rate of return, what type of an investor. I mean, the idea is to try to compare apples to apples. And so if I'm taking the pension today and I don't need it, the idea is to say, okay, I have a choice to take it today or later on.
Mm-hmm.
If I take it today, I'm just going to reinvest it and build up a pool of money. And then when I would have started it at 66, I would have gotten more, but I'm stuck with this lower payment. So I'm going to draw down from and subsidize my lower payment with this pool of money that I've created. How long will that pool of money last? So we have to decide, are we going to put an earnings rate with that pool of money? And if so, what earnings rate do we put with that pool of money? And the other option, the other alternative assumption is, How long is that payment going to last?
Exactly. You don't know how long, and that's the biggest factor there.
It's the same thing we go through with deciding to take Social Security at 62 or 70 or any of the months in between. You know, sure, it makes sense to take it early because even though I'm getting, you know, a little bit over half of what I would have gotten by waiting 70, if I die at 71, that extra payment for 1 year sure didn't balance out what I could have gotten for the last 8 years.
Right. There's no way.
But if I live to be 100, that extra payment has more than made up for not receiving a lower payment for 8 years and then receiving a lower payment for my whole life.
Well, that's what I mean. The fact that there isn't enough information, the biggest question is how long you're going to live, and you can't answer that question until
it's too
late. I sure
hope you can't answer it.
Well, no, you can't answer it. I mean, let's just say you can't. All right? Yeah. So without having that, you're just making best guesses is what you're doing. And if you guess incorrectly, and I put that in quotes, you live with it.
I was talking to someone who did give me the date. He said he told me the date. I can't remember the exact date. It was June of 2030 something. And how do we know this date? He goes, because that's the date that my twin granddaughters will graduate college.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that.
I'm no longer needed. And I'm gone.
And that's it. All right. Well.
Like, okay.
Okay. I'm not sure I want to hang out with anybody who talks like that, but that's fine.
Well, hanging out with them for the next several years is fine, just not in 2034.
I'm going to stay away. You know what? I'm going to be at my house. You go be somewhere else. Okay, we got to be somewhere else for just a moment, but we're coming back with another hour in many, if not most, cities across the country of bucket strategy investing. We still have to talk about the reverse dollar cost averaging aspect. I think we may get into that next hour along with some emails. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, the Brain Trust, anywhere across the country, 800-644-1150. That's their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.